talked about how they found it difficult to come into the UK to do postdoc jobs under the highly skilled migrant programme because they don't reach the threshold for the income necessary to be regarded as a highly skilled person. Now, I was asked to talk a little bit about a brain drain, because I think we are potentially looking at another brain drain. And the problem with a brain drain is you lose your best people first. And also, we have to remember that there's a brain drain going on all of the time, all around us. Some of the most capable maths and engineering and physics nerds that I knew at college don't work in academia anymore. They work in the city where they can be paid 5 or 10 times as much to do the same work or the same kind of work. Right now, this isn't a particularly fantastic country to start working in if you're a young person. The average age, or rather the median age, at which, somebody buys a home in the UK is now 37. That's actually higher than the age at which a lot of NHS trusts will fund you to have IVF if you can't have children. And that tells a remarkable story about how difficult it is to get on in this country on the wages that young people have. I don't want to sound like we're making a threat, and I don't want to sound like we're whining. But I think, like always with science, we have a duty to tell it straight. In the UK, you've already heard, we kick well above our weight. And the reality is, you either use it or you lose it. Thank you very much.